This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Blind women and song, all part of our focus here. Not the way you might think, however. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of our names end with N. So the emphasis, Steffen, Horn, Keelan, Schillen. All right, so here we are, now that I've done my silly stuff.
Mind blown.
Into, what?
My mind is blown.
You know, I was thinking about that in terms of time and where we are right now, Valentine's Day, President's Day. The baseball season basically is about to begin. The players, the catchers, the pitchers are already reported to spring camp. I think by the end of the week, most of the players
will be there. I'm reporting to spring training at the end of the week, yes.
Yeah, where are you going? Now, your father sent me a note. I forget where you go to Arizona, right? Where
you go to Arizona. Yeah, that's my family's Christmas gift every year for me is that we go to spring training.
Yeah.
And it's like our thing, and it's fun. And we watch a couple of games, and it's just...
What team do you go to see?
Well, who do you think? The Dodgers. Is there any other team?
The Phoenix,
you know, the one that got cheated by the Boston Red Sox,
yeah,
and the Astros last
Sox,
few
yeah,
years.
Bless
Come on.
Them, right. Yeah. All right. So we got that going. What else fun do we have cooking there, Jen Jen?
Well, okay, so good for us, maybe bad for them, is the theme of this story, and that is that the price of wine is expected to drop to its lowest level in years because of a California grape surplus. The price of wine is now expected to really dip down low. It's combined with a decreased demand for wine, thank you, beer. Drinkers can expect to get a better value for every drop they drink this year because the cheaper prices may last,
through the next three years.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hold on a second. How is it that, and I'm just, because I'm not a beer drinker and I'm not a wine drinker, but from what I know, how is it you could choose one over the other? It seems like they're entirely different. It's a different
game.
Yeah,
it depends on your mood. If you're eating something salty.
Well, you
salty,
drink beer and wine?
Do you, yeah, I mean, I don't mix them together, but I drink all varieties of alcohol. Just depends what mood I'm in.
Right. She's an equal opportunity employer.
Okay. How about you, Victoria? Yeah, I can't see you. Do you drink beer?
No, I'm not a beer fan. No. The only exception is when I'm in Ireland, I love Guinness, and that's about it. But yeah, I'm not a beer fan.
No. All right. So, but the reason I make the point is because it doesn't seem to me the same person in general who drinks beer is going to make the choice. Oh, shall I have a beer?
Yeah, you'll see
or shall I have a glass of wine?
You see that you'll have actually, like, trends. Like, so whiskey will be really hot for a while. It was vodka, then it was whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like craft beers. And so typically when you think about craft beers, they're stripping more from wine drinkers than they are from the hard alcohol drinkers because beer and wine are sort of in one category and then the spirits in another. So the more people that kind of lean towards trying different beers may have been doing the wine thing for a while and now they're choosing to go the beer road. So it does matter. The demand for wine does matter. But the story here is not only the demand is going down, and it'll go back up again. I mean, wine's not a dying business at all, but there are lots of vineyards up in Northern California that began planting thousands of acres of new vines in 2016, and they're able to efficiently harvest those. It used to take 5 to 10 years to get your grapes actually producing producing fruit that could be used to make wine, but now because of new technologies and new ways of growing, new methods, they're able to get that going in 3 or 4 years instead. And so now you have all of these people who planted in 2015, 2016, actually having this surplus or an oversupply is what they say. And that means that stuff we might have paid a little bit more for is now going to come down in price, and that's good for the consumer.
Huh. All right. Couple of other items while we have you focused on California. I see that there is a, is this a bill? Who came up with the idea? I guess it was the California Assembly to approve a bill which details a series of civil rights abuses perpetrated against Japanese Americans back in the 40s.
It's symbolic, basically, that the state of California is going to apologize for internment. Because remember, we were interning Japanese people in California.
Yeah, with good reason, because they didn't know who to trust. So,
what?
You didn't know they've been back in that era?
You're saying it was with good reason. These were American citizens.
It doesn't make any difference. There are a lot of traitors who were both Germans and Americans that came here. Not at all. It was
I'm just surprised that you were taking that stance.
Well, I'm sorry. You're surprised. Wow. I think that under the circumstances, what I remember from directly hearing stories from people that were in World War II and what was going on, the kind of the things that went on before Pearl Harbor, especially in California, the sorts of things where there were Japanese Americans or whatever Americans of Japanese descent who were here, were the vast majority of them incarcerated, was there prejudice against them? Absolutely. But were there guilty parties involved? Absolutely, there were. And so it was hard at that time, the fear, if you will, lack of knowledge, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, we don't know, and we're not going to worry about it. We're going to put them all in camps, and we'll figure it out afterwards. And that's what you do in a time of war. The American public was scared like witless, especially after Pearl Harbor. It's the same kind of thing as if you want to equate it to September 11th and how full of fear we really were because we didn't know who these people were. And, you know, the same, I guess we could say, Victoria, the same sort of prejudice.
We didn't round up anybody that looked like you might be a suspect and put them in camps. I'm just like, wow.
I think there's been a lot of that that has not necessarily put people in camps, but I think there's been a lot of negative focus on people of Middle Eastern descent.
Of course there has been,
because they were Middle Eastern descent. Same thing, same kind of stuff going on. At any rate, now, Jennifer.
Yes.
The latest from the wall is that apparently the bad guys have figured out a way to camouflage ladders that are made out of rebar. I'm looking at the El Paso.
How is that possible? Well, that's got to be us failing to see them doing that.
Yes.
Right?
They're doing it at night with torches. They weld these. Yeah. This is the stupidity of. We need to control the border and be better at who we let into the country. So Trump wants to spend all his dough to put up a wall. Okay, so what are the consequences of putting up the wall? Do we have more tunnels like the one in San Diego?
The cost of maintaining the wall is a big problem.
Of putting it up. But
I like the wall, think about the images, though. But, I mean, there needs to be human support out there. There needs to be monitoring. There needs to be maybe a deployment of some military members who are home, and that makes everybody go nuts, going, oh, gosh, there's the military. That's not the message we want to send to all of our neighbors. But truly, that's what's going to matter. It's going to be eyeballs. It's going to be technology in conjunction with a wall. That's the only way it's going to work.
Well, the point here is that these guys on the other side have started to weld ladders made out of rebar up and down the side of the wall. I mean, you can look at some of these pictures that were taken in El Paso or on the other side in El Ciudad Juarez, and you can see that they weld them on one day and the agents pull them off the next day. And then the next night they go weld them back on again.
Yeah.
So when they weld them on, that means the number
because
of people are going to be
no
able
punishment.
To get across the board. Right.
That's what's ridiculous, is what are they going to do? If we start shooting at these people, then people go nuts, even though that's what should happen. That's what we would do in our city.
Shoot at them?
Oh, yeah. If there's a criminal, you would use force to prevent them from doing a crime. Look at what
police
do every day.
I may join Victoria on that one. I don't.
Well, go for it. But what are you going to do? You can't complain about people trying to breach the wall every day and not actually do
something
about it.
I'm tired of all these people coming in here that don't have any right to be here. But the other side of it is I'm not sure we need to start shooting them.
Well, I'm not saying that we need to start shooting at everybody. What I'm saying is what are they supposed to do?
How do you decide who to shoot at?
Well, you just said that if there are people making contact with them and then they shoo them away and they come back the next night. So if that were the case in an American city, what would happen? A police officer would draw their gun, right, to get them to stop and we'd arrest them. That's what would happen. Do we have the jurisdiction to do that on the border? I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like, what's the next step?
I don't know. I get what you're saying. And
what would you do
on immigration
next?
Stuff.
It's laughable. They know they can get away with everything.
Well, that's it. There hasn't been any punishment. So at least Trump drew a line in the sand, if you'll pardon the pun. The expense, though, is another thing. So far, we've spent $2 billion or something for wall construction. And has it done its job? That's the question. Has it done its job? Is it keeping people out? The numbers are down, but there still are. The desire or the demand is, it's twofold. One of them has to do with getting drugs across the border, so that's one side of it. And the other has to do with people who want to come here to have a better life. And they think that, you know, everything is going to be, they find out the hard way.
And the saddest case is when they are using every resource that they have to get a better life. And they're basically selling themselves.
$3,000 to the coyotes.
Yeah, selling themselves to coyotes. And then there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Sad.
It is. Yep. Well, at any rate. Anybody watch American Idol last night?
No.
No. Not into that show.
Really? Katy Perry apparently threw a tantrum. Who are the three judges? Lionel Richie and
Luke Bryan.
And
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. So the 18th season began last night. Search for the next superstar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There have been, the promo for this is that the biggest stars to come out of any of these shows have come from American Idol. I think that's a legitimate claim.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So why would you? Some people say, "Oh well, it's run its course, et cetera, et cetera." Were the people who came out last year as good as the ones who came through in the first couple of years? Do we remember?
They
who
haven't
the winner
had a
was?
Big name in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had Adam Lambert, who didn't win, but he was second. Carrie Underwood won. Kelly Clarkson won. What was the other guy's name who was on Broadway for a while? Clay Aiken,
he came
in second. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I don't know any names since then.
So there's somebody who showed up last night who Luke Bryan said, quote, "I think you might be the biggest star we've ever had."
I think he played the piano for him, too, didn't he, or something like that?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just found it interesting. I wanted to know who would watch it if it does have, because some people think it's fabulous and it's going to be the best. Well, I mean, of course, they're going to promote it that way. But are there just too many of these shows? That's the other. I mean, how much talent is there really out there?
Well,
I think
you
there's a lot
wonder.
Of talent, but I think there's not enough space for all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's already a lot of pop singers out there. I'm not sure that just.
Why does it always have to be singers? Why can't it be some other talent?
Well, I mean, there
are. Dance ones.
Yeah, there are plenty
of
dance shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. I mean, what other talent would you want to see on TV? Spinning plates? I mean, what else is there?
Yeah, I'd like to see juggling. That'd be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you have to go to America's Got Talent for that.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, that's the story. One of the promotional pictures of this first lady named Alyssa Ermavalov, I think it is on there. She was pretty revealing with her outfit, I'll tell you that. Okay.
That's one way to make it on TV, and one way to get Doug Steffens' attention.
Attention, yeah, there you go. Da, 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 da. Here's another way for me to get your attention. Would you like to slim down and have a guaranteed result? That's what happens when you use Calitrin for 4 or 5 months. Countless studies have verified the effectiveness of this product, Calitrin, for weight loss, including their own version of success. 86% of the people who have gone on the program have results that are obvious. They've been successful. They've lost the weight, and they've kept it off. So you figure out how it works. Go to Calitrin.com. Decide you want to buy it and use it. Use the DJV code and save $20 on each bottle. That's the Valentine's special. Calitrin.com. Guaranteed natural weight loss or your money back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Help.
Pretty concerning info now. Music time here on the DJV program at 23 and change. One of the greatest singers of my era, maybe of all time, certainly pop singers, you can't argue with the success of Elton John over the last 40-some-odd, what did Bernie Tubbs say, 53 years they've been working together?
Yeah.
Wasn't that, that was the number, right? So now, over the weekend, illness forced Elton off the stage down in New Zealand after a couple of hours of performing. He was in the midst of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour for the umpteenth time. He'd been diagnosed with walking pneumonia before his stop in Auckland, but he proceeded anyway with a concert, made it through most of it, but he lost his voice toward the end. If you look at some of the video that was captured by people who were in the audience showing Elton, I think, Victoria, you were noting it was clear that he needed help to get off the stage.
Yeah. Two different crew members had to come up and help him off the stage. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
He's done, I think they said he did 15 of the 25 songs on the set list, so.
Yeah, yeah.
A little more than
he
halfway through.
He was in tears. He's waved goodbye. He has said I'll wrap the gig early, make his way off stage. So what do they do with the ticket holders if they don't get the full performance, one would wonder? Not up
I think
to
that's
the
it. There's nothing. Yeah, I mean, if the artist doesn't show up, then you can make a play for, you know, to get a refund. But,
right.
I mean, half the concert is half the concert, so.
Yeah, right. Videos and some of the other stuff from Elton himself. I was determined to give you the best show humanly possible. And that was on Twitter. I played and sang my heart out, but my voice could not sing anymore. I'm disappointed, deeply upset, sorry. Gave it all I had. So now his next performance is scheduled for this Saturday in Australia.
Hopefully he just goes to bed for the next 5 days.
Right.
You know, and just does nothing else but rest.
Build up his immune system, a lot of echinacea and golden seal and zinc and vitamin C, things like that. help him out a little bit. The North American leg of this tour, by the way, will kick off in Indianapolis next month. He recently had more dates added to the North American leg. So let's keep a good thought for music from Elton John and his. He's gotten so fat, though. You know, when he was at the Academy Awards, it just seems...
Yeah, he's definitely put on a lot of weight. But you know what? Yeah. Traveling around the world on this, as we were just saying, this tour has been an extensive, long, yeah. long tour. You're not eating well. You're not sleeping well. You know, it's really not for someone in their 70s to even continue to do. You know, mm-hmm. it's a grueling, grueling thing to do.
Yep. Some of these great, great songs. Man, I saw him in Las Vegas once about 10 years ago. And I didn't have great seats. They weren't bad seats, but they were great. This is the kind of concert you got to sit up close. Otherwise, I think you lose the essence of it, as with maybe many of the concerts. I've been to concerts at Fenway Park, and I don't know. I just don't. You have to look at the screen, so what's the point? You can't see up on stage. You're
too
far away.
That's funny, because I feel like I would have the opposite opinion of a really? Elton John show. No, I mean, obviously, it would be amazing to be up front, but like, I feel like if you're further in the back,
well, it'd be a lot of energy.
You just have a dance show or a dance party the entire time. That sounds like
I think that's
lots of fun.
True. Yeah. All right, next up, Dunkaroos back in the focus. Last week we were talking about Dunkin' Donuts and the new Dunkaroos.
What?
For Dunkaroos.
No, Queen.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. This is Queen. But the Dunkaroos, we did this. We done a Dunkin' Donuts story. And then didn't we talk about Dunkaroos after that?
Yeah.
Am I not remembering?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. All right, so Victoria, what's the story?
Oh, with Queen. Okay. I'm confused on Dunkaroos.
That's what we're doing here.
Queen,
well, Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
So Queen with Adam Lambert, they made a lot of headlines over the weekend because they played at the benefit for the Firefight Australia concert, and they replicated the Live Aid set that Queen did with Freddie Mercury in 1985, and so they did the entire 6 songs in a row, and just as Adam Lambert can sing pretty much anything, it sounded absolutely amazing. So for a lot of fans who have never got to see Queen, or even a bunch who did and saw that maybe even were there for the 1985 Live Aid set, it was a really incredible moment and raised a lot of money to help the National Bushfire Relief Fund, which is, you know, now that the fires are out, they still need so much money to repair some of the damage that they've endured.
Yeah, wasn't it they found all the New South Wales fires have been contained? That's actually for the first time this season. All these deadly fires and the billion animals that have lost their lives. But they had a lot of rain, apparently, over the last couple of weeks, right? That has taken care of a lot of the fire activity. All right, so holding a good thought, though, for all the people over there. Nicely done by Adam Lambert and Queen. 28 after, actually 29 past here on the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Historic flooding is sweeping across over a dozen Mississippi counties in the Jackson area. The Pearl River expected to crest today at 37.5 feet. Meteorologist Janessa Webb says it's not something that's seen very often.
We haven't seen this in about 100 years. The flooding that's going to be taking place throughout today, we're going to start to see the rivers cresting in that area. Expected to recede, but then more storms are going to pop up for your Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon.
4 people have been injured in the flooding, and it's closed roads in parts of 18 counties in Mississippi. Hundreds of Americans who have been quarantined aboard a ship off the coast of Japan because of coronavirus are back on U.S. soil, but now they're facing 14 more days of quarantine at Air Force bases in California and Texas. And 14 of those passengers have been diagnosed with the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The hour here on the DJV program. You're listening to our Monday, February 17th edition of the DJVers All Being Together. Victoria Keelan is here now with Kara Schilling and Doug Steffen. The coronavirus is on everybody's mind. Well, scratch that. I don't think it really is. The news media would like us to think that it ought to be on everybody's mind, but there are a lot of very visible examples of why this is tough, difficult. This cruise ship that has 300 Americans on it, they made
it. Well,
I
think it's only 14 Americans, right? It's 300 people total.
14 of the 300 who are there were 300 Americans on the ship. 14 of them have coronavirus.
Yeah, 14 is the number that keeps popping up. You know, a lot of people are saying though. I've just seen this more and more that people said they'd rather just take their chances and get out of the quarantine. I don't blame them. I'd rather be at home.
They can't keep you. They cannot keep you.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, well, I don't know. It, I guess legally. It depends on, yeah, I don't know. But I, a lot of people seem to be, at this point, after you're stuck on a cruise ship that's running out of supplies and toilet paper and things like that, I mean, just imagine what a nightmare that must have been. Stale food and, ugh, it's just gross. And no water. And I'd rather just take my chances of contracting a virus or even having it, with, you know, already have it and then just go home or go to a local hospital once you get home. I wouldn't want to stay there either.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, there certainly is a lack of knowledge when it comes to all this stuff. Again, not that there, it should be like tit for tat, like I used that expression before, but the, it should be a comparative of this is the same as that. The coronavirus is something that could have vast implications in China, whether they want to loosen, you know, they want to lessen their population by 200-400 million people. Is that what could happen under this scenario? I suppose if it was handled badly enough, right now, 600, I think, isn't it 600 Chinese are dead because of this, or is it more than that? I forget.
I think it's 1,700 have died.
Is it up that? Yeah.
Yeah, right. most of those deaths are from mainland China.
Yeah. There's a professor of psychology at Northeastern University in Boston who's looked at the kind of thinking that goes into, you know, there's the actual virus, and then there's the psychology of fear. New York Times yesterday ran an overview of what this fellow said. He actually wrote an op-ed piece about how we, if we had the knowledge, we would not be worried about the coronavirus at all. But we don't have the knowledge because the news doesn't give us the knowledge. If you want to find it out on your own, like if you hear this story and you want to Google, Kara's famous for that. She, anytime we have any information, she goes and Googles it to see what the story behind the story is. So if you actually know about what the coronavirus is and how long it's been around and who it has affected, you will not have any of the fear that is being instilled by the news media. All these damn people do is try to sell newspapers and try to get you to watch their television program, or even if they're talking about it on the radio, scare the hell out of everybody. Is it bad for the Chinese? No, it's not good for them. Is it going to affect us? Hell no, not like the regular flu does every single year, with tens of thousands of people dying, and we pay no attention to that whatsoever because it's not really a story. It doesn't sell newspapers. This is something new. So let's go. Yeah, we'll charge into it. It's irrational how many people are afraid or even talking. I don't even know. My spin on this is usually that it's irrational for us to be this worked up about it or to have this much attention paid to it when it doesn't affect us. And, you know, I like to take a world view of things. Do I feel badly for the Chinese that are under such horrible leadership that they don't really seem to care whether they lose millions of people or not? But the only reason they closed their borders down is from international pressure, and the only reason they did that is because they've done so much business with everybody on the outside world, and now it's impacting the world because all the parts for cars and trucks and planes and trains and electronic refrigerators and washing machines, all that stuff's made in China, and now they've shut all the factories down. So literally, really nobody's working in most parts of China. Factories are shut down. And so the American news media gets a hold of that. Wow, look at this. Maybe that'll happen in America. No! It isn't going to happen in America. It isn't. Not because of this, anyway. It may happen, who knows, for something else, but it's just so damned irresponsible. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, you ladies set now with my off and on. By the way,
the coronavirus update, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's the update. Don't pay any attention to the updates, basically. The 18th season of American Idol we're talking about, and I got off onto talking about this woman who actually was Jennifer Lopez's dance partner in this last movie, Hustlers. She's a Russian, and she was dancing around the stage and trying to impress everybody with her looks by not having too much clothing on. And I didn't finish the story. Katy Perry apparently wasn't happy about it and threw I don't know whether it was for the cameras or whether it was real. She threw a tantrum because this woman, she said, had no business being there because she didn't really have any talent. But if you look at, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people that are going into various social media to watch this woman and her performance and the reaction of Lionel Richie and the other. But Katy Perry was just annoyed. And it was pretty clear that she was annoyed.
I'm trying to find this article because I don't understand if she was... Because I watched, you know, videos of Jennifer Lopez training for hustlers. And she seemed to be pretty close or have a lot of respect for the woman who taught her to do all of the dancing. So I can't really imagine why they would bring her on the show.
Well,
only for everyone to tell her that she's not talented and she doesn't belong there. That seems like a very weird thing for Jennifer Lopez to do.
Well, I don't know that Jennifer Lopez sent her over there. I don't, but even though she was, wasn't Jennifer Lopez on American Idol for a couple of seasons?
She was a judge, yeah.
Yeah, right. So she's obviously got connections.
I feel like, Kara, we've just heard a Doug story, which means it's missing a lot of information.
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it anywhere on the internet, so.
All right. Well, so I'll give you the next piece that I have here. The oldest surviving member of the USS Arizona. You know, the ship that had so many Americans on it, that was sunk by the Japanese, Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, has passed away at the end of the weekend. This news came out of Colorado Springs. His name was Donald Stratton, 97-year-old veteran, hadn't been in great health for the last few months. His son said he was a very humble, very quiet hero. He didn't want, nor did he seek the attention that he did end up getting. But imagine what... What can you imagine the experience in telling your story, if you're able to? The horrors of war are not equaled by much of anything, I don't think. Experiences that people lived through and all that we have done. I think World War II, as I've said many, many, many times, was a necessary war for us to be in. There isn't one war from World War II that we've been in that was necessary for us to be involved in. And you think about all the people that have gone down those streets. But anyway, for Mr. Stratton, we tip our hat for his survival, the fact that very few people survived the Arizona sinking, and then all of the things that we were talking about. You know, that's the reason, by the way, Victoria, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, the internment of the Japanese and the people in California who in the legislative process want to try to apologize again for having put all those people in the camps. At the time, it seemed like the only reasonable thing to do, because there were a lot of people that were, even though they had come here, they were traitors. So how do you deal with that? And so people have their really worked up. I know as a kid growing up, I was very anti-Japanese. My father told me stories, whether they were true or not. My uncle was the commander of the USS Wahoo, which sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other submarine in the Pacific Fleet first half of the war. Movie Destination Tokyo was about his exploits getting into Tokyo Harbor, and he was sent away from Pearl Harbor with bad torpedoes and got sunk in off the Sakhalin Islands off the coast of Japan. And the feeling when that happened among servicemen in the U.S., when they heard that, that was really the first real serious loss of a famous submarine in World War II. And the anti-Japanese segment and the anti-Japanese sentiment in our country after that was huge. And I would tell you, I grew up around a lot of prejudice toward the Japanese as a kid, a lot of it. So anyway, God bless this Mr. Stratton. Delta Airlines is committing $1 billion, they say, to curb its own carbon emissions. Over the next 10 years, $100 million a year? Yep. In an effort to become the first carbon-neutral airline, company says it will begin looking into ways to mitigate emissions. Well, the only way you do that is to have engines that use something other than jet fuel. And or to make jet fuel that doesn't have a carbon footprint, which is ridiculous because you can't do that. It's a petroleum-based product. It's basically jet fuel is heating oil, diesel fuel, same stuff. So, and if they are going to be able to do this, they'll have to come up with it. And there are ways of doing it. Problem is the government has kind of gotten in the way. This is a sort of a reflection on what's going on in the American family farmer, Victoria. The growing of corn and using that in the more corn oil you use, the more the ethanol is mixed into the regular gasoline or petroleum, the less carbon emissions there are. And so what Delta is saying, they're trying to encourage or they're trying to buy fuel that has more of the ethanol-like product that's used in gasoline. You can burn this stuff, although it takes a lot of corn, and some people say it takes a lot of energy to create this, and that's why there's some, I don't know if confusion is the right word for it, but there's some question as to whether this really works. But anyway, Delta feels like this is PR as much as anything else. Don't you think?
But, you know, it depends what they're doing. If, like they said, they're investing in forestry and wetland restoration and things like that, which all are proven to help offset the impact of carbon emissions. So, you know, there are a lot of people right now who are like to be conscious consumers. I try to research brands that where my money goes. And so I think a lot of people, especially maybe younger people, they would prefer to fly on an airline that is at least making an effort.
It's a good PR attempt. You're right about that. Speaking of PR, 45 after the hour, we're giving away 25 audiobook CDs over the next couple of days here on the program. The book is Golden in Death, from the New York Times best-selling author J.D. Robb, who actually is Nora Roberts in real life. So we have already given these books to Barbara Willems, Eldon Hutcherson, Tony Petrello, Laura Lennard, Janice Kitchens, Karen Engberg, Luella Bennett. And if you'd like to join that list, you can call us right now at 888-302-3684. Get you a copy of the CD. Your name will go into a large hat, if you will. And on, I think, probably Wednesday's program, we'll give away a headphone set that you can use for listening to the audiobook. But it's really a very interesting story, a book. You know, if you like these kinds of thrillers, and a lot of people do, they're great airplane books. Beach, sit at the beach and read these books. People love to do that. About homicide detective Eve Dallas investigating a murder with a mysterious motive and a really horrifying weapon. So, anyway, Golden in Death, the novel, and I don't want to tell you too much of the story because that gives it away. I don't want to do that. J.D. Robb, as I said, pseudonym for Nora Roberts, 200 novels she's written over her career, 500 million copies of books that she's written in print. You can go to our Facebook page if you'd like, facebook.com/DJV Show, and you can sign up there for your chance to win the audiobook copy of Golden in Death on CD. It's now available wherever audiobooks are sold. Plus, the winner, one of the lucky winners, is going to get a wireless headphone set. We'll give that away in the next day or two. So if you'd like, right now it's time to call us, 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG, or online, facebook.com/DJV Show. Register, and we'll have some more winners in the next 24 hours or so here on the DJV program, where it's 48 after the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Great John Williams theme, this time from Indiana Jones. We love those movies, and we love the music from the movies. Okay, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some movie news and the box office totals for the weekend. Why the focus on Indiana Jones, Chucker?
I want to talk to you about this the other day on Harrison Ford, I guess, giving an interview promoting his newest film, Call of the Wild, said that he will start production playing Indiana Jones once again in Indiana Jones 5 and in within 2 months. And a lot of people on the internet, you know, it restarted this this discussion, which I do believe is a fair discussion. Should that role be recast? Let me just preface it.
Let me just preface.
You got James Bond has been recast. You got from it started with Sean Connery. Now you got Daniel Craig and everybody in between, Roger Moore and George Lazenby and Timothy Dalton. Now you have Batman. Robert Pattinson is the sixth theatrical Batman. They just released a still on the internet the other day of him wearing the cowl, and it creates a lot of buzz. It started with theatrically with Michael Keaton. You had Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, now Robert Pattinson. Star Trek, an iconic television show with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, recast Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto. I thought very well recasting. I did not have a problem whatsoever with that. So tell me why Harrison Ford cannot be recast as Indiana Jones. Tell me. It will happen eventually, but tell me.
Yeah, sooner or later. Because I think he epitomizes. I think that's what people
look for. I agree with that.
His expressions, his ability to play the role, to be in the role, to be that person. I think it's a harder thing to imagine.
It's not going to be as good. They're probably going to give it to some, like, boring milquetoast guy like Chris Pratt.
They tried Shia LaBeouf a couple of years, a couple of movies.
You know, I know.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Well, that was a sidekick. Listen, I think this movie will work fine as long as the script is tight. I do think Crystal Skull was a bad movie. I love the first three. And Temple of Doom, actually, the second one, is my favorite of the original trilogy. I think it's a fair discussion, though. It's going to be interesting how this plays out. I agree, except but the reality is, Doug, we all get older, and ultimately, I get it, but I still think it's a fair and interesting discussion.
It is. It's a great discussion. Thank you for bringing it up. So, to follow in that same suit, Emilio Estevez is going to reprise his role as Coach Gordon Bombay
in
the Mighty Ducks franchise. He's 57 now. He was 30.
He looks really good.
Or whatever.
He looks really good. Here's another discussion let's have. You got Disney Plus since November, when that streaming network launched with a lot of the Disney content, especially the Marvel content and Pixar content already established. They have signed up 28 million people and growing. They're going to do a Star Wars Rogue One prequel, bring back some of that original cast. They're spending a lot of money. They're doing this Mighty Ducks 10-part TV show, which is a basically a sequel to the first three movies. The investment will grow and grow. The content will grow and grow. I know a lot of people who love this stuff and sit home and watch it. You can't do two things at the same time, correct? So you can't watch all the streaming content and still go to the movies. The question is, how much theatrical erosion will there be in the next decade, and what type of films will play in movie theaters versus streaming services? I never thought, you know, it's interesting. I remember going on this show years ago, over a decade ago, when Blockbuster still existed, and saying Netflix, I never thought that model would work because I never thought people would sit home and watch streaming only and not get out of the house and go to a video store. And there's no more video stores. So the question is, will theaters in some form go by the wayside in the next 20 years?
I hope not. I love watching movies. I love going
Me
to
too,
movies.
But
a lot of fun. I like it.
Don't you? Do you feel it though? I mean,
I sort of feel
a shift, and it's a major, major shift.
Well, I mean, you see,
there might be in the beginning of it, but I wonder what the end of the road is going to be.
Is it more people just using the content rather than splitting it up? I think there's a lot of people going to the movies, but maybe more people are using the technology. All right, so box office totals, we only got a few seconds. How'd they shake out this?
Real quick, Sonic the Hedgehog, number one, 3 days, 57 million, beating expectations. And I'll go through the rest of them tomorrow in the 4-day.
All right, very nice. Thank you very much, Chuck. Well, it's a holiday weekend anyway, right? So we'll count the real numbers tomorrow. Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.